everyone. Welcome to the Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're taking a look at someone we've thought about for a long time and just never got around to. I don't know why, but we're going to be looking at the work of Hugh Martin in a Hugh Martin songbook.
Hugh Martin was born on August 11th, 1914 in Birmingham, Alabama, and he came to Broadway first as a performer. He was in several Broadway musicals like Hooray for What in 1937, Where Do We Go From Here in 1938, and Louisiana Purchase, which ran from 1940 to 1941. He then became a vocal and choral arranger for Broadway, and then eventually went to Hollywood, where one of his songs from Meet Me in St. Louis was nominated for an Oscar, and that's the first song we're going to hear. Here is Judy Garland with the MGM Studio Chorus to sing the Trolley Song.
Collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heart strings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heart strings. When he smiled, I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the
Judy Garland and the MGM Studio Chorus presented the Trolley Song from Meet Me in St. Louis.
There probably is a very good reason for our next song appearing where it did, but I like to think, because I'm really skeptical about these things, that 10 years after Meet Me in St. Louis, another musical was mounted with music by Martin and Blaine mostly, and that was Athena, which starred Jane Powell, Edmund Purdom, Debbie Reynolds, Vic Damone, and Louis Calhern. And maybe they thought, hey, this is a popular song, and if we wait 10 years and change the sex of the singer, no one will notice. Well, here's Vic Damone to sing it.
The moment I saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. But it's clear to see there's no hope for me. Though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133. How can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heart sore, the girl next door, affection for me won't display. I just adore her, so I can't ignore her. The girl next door.
That was Vic Damone from the soundtrack of the 1954 film Athena with The Girl Next Door.
Most of the time, Hugh Martin wrote with Ralph Blaine, and in Athena they wrote this song called Love Can Change the Stars. It's presented by Jane Powell, Debbie Reynolds, Betty Allen, Jacqueline Allen, Marie Vernon, and Gloria Wood.
Shaw Sagittarius, birthday November 26. Athena Mulvane Aquarius, those two will never mix. Sagittarians are fickle, untrue, up to typical masculine tricks. Aquarians are constant like you, so you're in an awful fix. Adam has the sun in Saturn, Athena has the moon in her eye. start pattern. You'll forget him if you're wise.
A girl in love is never wise. Sometimes she even defies the skies. Love can change the stars when
from the soundtrack of Athena, you heard Jane Powell, Debbie Reynolds, Betty Allen, Jacqueline Allen, Marie Vernon, and Gloria Wood sing Love Can Change the Stars.
We're going to go to a song that Martin and Blaine with Roger Edens added to a score that was pretty popular to begin with. Good News was a hit Broadway show by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, so of course when it went to Hollywood, you couldn't just have the music of De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, but this song was nominated for an Oscar. We have Joan McCracken, who is from, actually she was a Broadway performer more than Hollywood, and she's singing with the company with Pass That Peace Pipe.
A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look gray, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate. So don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead. It's disarming to be charming, quoth the medicine man, whom all agree it's plain to see nobody could be wiser than. So with your tempers getting the top hand, all you have to do is just stop and pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the chuckles, tickle saws, chatter, hoochie's chippewas do. If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs too. When you're cranky, try to use a little restraint. Fold that hanky and wipe off all of that war paint. But if you wanna be an all right guy, not a long-faced loser, and a night guy, write that apology and dispatch it when you call it friend of Patchin. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas, and those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs, and those Chicoutimis, Chepachets, and Chickasees, Chochos, Tangos, Chattanoogas, Chicharos.
Thank you.
From the film score to Good News, that was Joan McCracken with the Company and Pass That Peace Pipe.
Another song Martin and Blaine wrote for Hollywood appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies, and it's sung here by Lena Horne and the MGM Studio Chorus. The song is called Love.
Moments madness, love can be insane. Love can be a life of sadness and pain. Love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. Fine and free, but it's true, it doesn't always happen to you. Love can be a dying ember, love can be a flame. Love that in September may be dead in December. May not even remember it came. Oh, love can be a joy forever or an infamy. Love is almost never ever the or dirty shame. Love
From the soundtrack of The Ziegfeld Follies, that was Lena Horne with the MGM Studio Chorus and Love.
We had a bit of a reversal. Many times Broadway shows get changed into musicals or the musicals are taken to Hollywood. Here we had a Hollywood musical that came to Broadway, and that was Meet Me in St. Louis, and that came to Broadway in 1989. And they added some songs because they figured there weren't enough from the film. They wanted to put more in to have more happening. And here's one of the Martin and Blaine songs that they added. This one was for Betty Garrett, who played the family maid, and she's joined by Donna Kane and Juliet Lambert, the two oldest daughters. It's A Touch of the Irish.
You two girls could use a little Irish technique when it comes to nabbing a man, if you ask me. An Irishman is a funny guy, sometimes low and sometimes high, deceptive and evasive, poetic and persuasive. The lassies have the selfsame neck, so they never have a lack of gentlemen hanging around. At least that's what I've found. They charm, disarm them with every feminine wile, and steal them from their sisters with brazen Irish guile.
It sounds as if when it comes to romance, a couple of smiths wouldn't stand a chance. We ought to be Casey or Mulligan,
O'Sullivan or McGulligan.
Oh, no, that isn't true. There are just a few simple things you ought to do. If a lad is slow to speak and quick to run away, if his wallet's empty when you give him the bill to pay, if he starts to panic when you mention wedding day, give him a touch of the blarney, his feet to leave the ground. Give him a touch of the shamrock and watch him come around, round. If he says you're lucky knowing such a handsome gent, tell him that you're tired of him, you're giving him up for Lent. Do a bit of flirting just to throw him off the scent. Give him a touch of the blarney and set your little trap. Give him a touch of the shamrock, he'll fall into your lap. And praise him, gently daze him, simply amaze him with complete that make no sense. If he tells you you're the sweetest lass he's ever known, just be sure the two of you will never be left alone. Whistle through your teeth and holler for the chaperone. Give him a touch of shillelagh, implore you though he may. Give him a touch of the Irish and you will win the day. Tell him he's wonderful, tell him he's marvellous, tell him he's clever and wise. Tell him you're captured, bewitched and enraptured whenever you look in his eyes. If that doesn't get him, completely upset him, no matter how lovely you look, why, tell him you know how to cook. And if all else fails, and he takes the wind right out of your sails, lead him to romance in a genuine Irish dance. Come on now, you know this one. Aye, Sláinte. Give him a touch of the blarney and a touch of Killarney. Give him a touch of the Irish. From
the original Broadway cast of Meet Me in St. Louis, that was Betty Garrett, joined by Donna Kane and Juliet Lambert for A Touch of the Irish.
Another rousing song from Act Two of Meet Me in St. Louis, the Broadway musical, was Paging Mr. Sousa. And here is George Hearn and the company to present it.
If it's not turns you want, get Chopin. If it's waltzes you want, get Strauss. An aria by Mozart, Puccini, or Gluck will bring down the house. The concertos of Tchaikovsky, the sonatas of Ravel, the overtures of Verdi, they all can weave a spell. But if you're feeling very, very military, so says the name, and the fame of his name wins acclaim from Atlantic to Pacific, because his music is terrific. Paging Mr. Sousa, the king of the march, he makes every doorway a triumphal arch. He makes every stroll a big parade. He makes a walk around the block a grand promenade. So paging Mr. Sousa, the king of them all, he makes every bandstand a festival hall. He starts the cymbals crashing, makes the brasses ring. Paging Mr. Sousa, John Philip Sousa, hail to the king. Ring out, sing out, ring. That martial music,
Mr. Sousa,
stir your heart.
This joyous
music,
he makes every doorway a triumphal arch.
Those merry melodies, both soft and loud, will make you proud in any crowd. So many thrills along the way, it gives you chills to hear them play.
He makes the trumpets ring out in a great
from the original Broadway cast of the 1989 stage version of Meet Me in St. Louis. That was George Hearn and the company with Paging Mr. Sousa.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a Hugh Martin songbook on The Dress Circle. We're going to turn to a musical you probably don't know because it originated and stayed in London. It's called Love from Judy. And Martin wrote both the music and lyrics and had a co-lyricist named Jack Gray for this. We're going to go to that London cast for a medley. Now, they released these things on 45, so you got medleys of songs for those wonderful old EPs if you were of a certain age and remember. The medley from Love from Judy includes My True Love, Dum Dum Dum, and Love from Judy. Our performers are Bill O'Connor, June Whitfield, Gene Carson, and Bill O'Connor.
Judy, don't you see? You're my true love.
You love me.
I hate the summer sky and every cloud above when I'm away from my true that sigh and every cooing dove when I'm away from my true love.
are far apart, unless we're heart to heart, the song is wrong. But I would love the sky and every cloud above if I could stay.
Who revels in Pythagoras and Newton? You darn tootin'.
She's right!
With decimals and fractions, who can regulate their actions till they tally? Uh-huh, Sally.
We're all right! Every heart has a canner here in Louisiana, says we're fit for the sanatorium.
But the jealous girls who do so will envy me my trousseau as I start in to hum. The boys goodbye,
'cause I'm not too dumb to catch myself a guy.
Love from Judy means Judy loves me, and so my heart is young and gay. Got the girl, got the ring, we'll be wed in the spring.
So let's turn off the light and wish dear Daddy long legs.
A Hugh Martin song from A London Show, and that was from Love from Judy. He wrote it with Jack Gray, who added some of the lyrics. We had a medley, which included My True Love, Dum Dum Dum, Love from Judy. Bill O'Connor, June Whitfield, Jeannie Carson, and Bill O'Connor were our performers.
Hugh Martin was on his own for a 1951 musical called Make-A-Wish. He wrote both the music and the lyrics. The show was not a huge success, and its RCA original cast recording for years was a great collector's item on LP. From that Broadway original cast, we're going to hear leading lady Nanette Fabre and the chorus with a song called Over and Over.
You were handsome and strong and tall, and your smile is so gay. But it wasn't your looks at all that made me fall this way. It's a something I can't describe. describe. It's a, I don't know what. I've tried and tried, but can't decide what it is you've got. Over and over I ask myself, what is this magic you brew? With the sea so full of fish, why should I wish for you? Over and over I ask myself, when I'll discover a clue. With the forest full of trees, all my heart sees is you. Only you, only you, only you can make me glow. You're the one, you're the one. Though I'm darned if I know why it's so. Cause it's not really your obvious charms that make me warm through and through. When I'm near you, I feel numb, and I'm sure my time has come. But I guess I'm kind of dumb. Cause over and over I try, but can't seem to figure out why. Just why I love you. Well, anyway, I do.
Over and over I ask myself, what is this magic you brew? With a sea so full of fish, why should I wish for you? Over and over I ask myself, when I'll discover a clue. With a forest full of trees, all my heart sees is you. Only you.
Nanette Fabre and the chorus from the original cast recording of Make-A-Wish presented Over and Over. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Since Hugh Martin was a performer, he performed his music quite often. He did that in many lectures. And we have a selection from a CD called Hugh Sings Martin from one of the musicals he wrote with Ralph Blaine. This is Just a Little Joint with a Jukebox, and it's from Best Foot Forward. Here is Hugh Martin, who is accompanying himself at the piano.
There's a favorite hot spot, so called, though it's really not hot at all. But though it's not, it always hits the spot. It's just a little joint with a jukebox, just the place to cut a few rugs. You can stay all year on just one beer if you use nickels and don't try slugs. Just a little dive with a dance floor, just the place to get a small bun. There is room to spare and no couvert in Pennsylvania's 21. If you hit the jackpot, hang around till later. You could be a crackpot and still get a date with the operator. Just a little joint with a jukebox, just the place to go on a spree, where the students roam to blow their foam. A little old joint that's home to me. There's nothing thrills me like a jukebox. There's nothing chills me like a jukebox. You'll find a jukebox is the right box in every prep school, big or small. I'll take a prep school in the summer, I'll take a jukebox in the fall. But the jukebox down at Joe's is the best on jukebox of all. Just a little spot with a slot box. You don't have to be in the dough. You can swing and sway with Sammy Kay if you've a coin with a buffalo. Just a little dive with a dance floor, just the place to sit a few out. You'll begin to thaw with a Shaw and learn what prep school is all about. If she likes to conga, play her Xavier Cugat. Stay a little longer, and sooner or later she'll crave what you've got. Just a little joint with a jukebox. All the college students agree it's the place to stop and blow your top. The little old joint that's home to me.
That was Hugh Martin, the man himself, from a CD called Hugh Sings Martin, with Just a Little Joint with a Jukebox from Best Foot Forward.
We're going now to a musical called High Spirits, which had a production on both sides of the Atlantic. It was a show that Hugh Martin wrote with Timothy Gray. And from the London original cast, we're going to hear from Cecily Courtnage, who played Madame Arcate, singing Something Is Coming to Tea.
Something is coming to tea.
What is it?
Something I'm longing to see.
What is it?
It's bigger than a bread box and smaller than a cow. In fact, it could be standing right beside you now. Oh, something is coming to tea. Oh, what a day this will be. My beads are all a jangle. My heart is in a spasm. I'm finally going to entertain a genuine ectoplasm. Oh, something is coming to tea. And trumpets, something is coming to tea. Pull on the skillet, pull on the lid. Madam's going to bake a little psychic bread.
Madam's gonna bake a little psychic.
They don't pass on.
They don't pass on.
They don't pass out.
They don't pass out.
They don't pass over, pass away, or round about.
Round about.
I work my psychic fingers to the bone for this genuine manifestation of my own. Oh, something is coming to tea.
What is it?
Something I'm longing to see.
It's bigger than a bread box
and smaller than a cow. In fact, it could be standing right beside you now. Oh, something is coming to tea.
And from it, something's coming, something's coming.
From the London original cast of High Spirits, that was Cecily Courtnage with Something Is Coming to Tea.
There's a wonderful added piece on this DRG recording from the London cast. They got Noel Coward, who wrote the original play, to sing one of the songs, and this is for Elvira near the end of the show. It's called Home Sweet Heaven, and here's Noel Coward to sing it.
It's very simple, no angel choirs, but we have stereo and merry open fires. Caruso sings there, Salome swings there in my home sweet heaven. My house is modest, it's by Bernini, and I've a feeling that the ceiling's by Cellini. Old Tetrazzini bellows Puccini in my home sweet heaven. We all sit round King Arthur's table, Freud and Cain and Abel, Barnum and Bailey, Oscar Wilde and me. And it's such fun when Julius Caesar, Proust and Saint Teresa drop in for a cup of tea. Disraeli's witty and Homer's hearty, and Joan of Arc's the type who sparks the dullest party. We crack a bottle with Aristotle in my home sweet heaven. The King of Prussia, I call him Freddy, is living by mistake with Mary Baker Eddy. And Amy Semple has built a temple in my home sweet heaven. There's Dr. Crippen, he's very chummy with Lizzie Borden and her daddy and her mummy. They split a kipper with Jack the Ripper in my home sweet heaven. After I've lunched with Keats and Shelley, Brahms and Botticelli, Martin Luther asks me out to dine. And it would really bowl you over watching Casanova try to flirt with Gertrude Stein. She's a gas, it's a gas, it's a gas. Delilah's dreary, but Samson's handsome, and with his good looks, Robin Hood looks fit for ransom. Jane Austen giggles, Houdini wriggles, then it's seventh heaven, eleventh heaven. I miss the love, the laughter rippling and the tippling, and Emily Bronte doing the twist with Kipling. Oh, I'm homesick for my home sweet heaven. There's Mussolini draped in a sari, mad as a hatter, like a fatter Mata Hari. He's even ruder than Mary Tudor in my home sweet heaven. King Charles's spaniel, a golden cocker, jumps up and knocks poor Whistler's mother off a rocker. Though Cromwell's crummy, we play Jim Rummy in my home sweet heaven. Thomas A. Becket loves absurd games, blind man's buff and word games. Boswell plays bezique for hours on end. At Horace Walpole's weekly whist drive, Handelbach and Liszt drive everybody round the bend. Lady Godiva is going steady with old King Ethelred, who's hardly ever ready. They share a chalet with Walter Raleigh and his good Queen Bessie. It's rather messy. I miss the thrill of seeing Milton on a bender with Bonnie Prince Charlie and that old pretender. Oh, I'm homesick for my home sweet one to heaven. It's a gas, it's a gas, it's a gas. Oh, I'm homesick for my home sweet heaven.
In 1948, Hugh Martin on his own wrote a musical for Nancy Walker called Look Ma, I'm Dancin'. And from that original cast recording, here is Nancy Walker with I'm the First Girl in the Second Row.
Yeah. think that when you see me dance, you will recognize me at a glance. Well, you should be in the know. I'm not the star of the show, but I've got a way to put you wise. You can spot me if you memorize this daily tale of woe. I'm the first girl in the second row, in the third scene of the fourth number, in fifth position at 10 o'clock on the nose. I'm the first blonde in Scheherazade, the first swan on the Swan Lake, and I play the thorn and the specter of the rose. In Igrushka, I'm a fairy, in Petrushka, I'm a bear, and in Sylphide, I am something that will really curl your hair. But the season's over for this patootie, and though I'm not a beauty, I think that I'll go back to Billy Rose, 'cause I'm sick of standing on my toes. I'll never be as sleek as Voronova, or equal the technique of Tumanova. And as for Alexandra Danilova, I know I'll never make a Shlemilova. For people who have already seen her, I'll never be another Zarina. I can't replace Pavlova, I will leave that to Markova, Delarova, and Rostova, and Popova. But at least in this old dancing game, I have a single claim to fame. I'm the first girl in the second row, in the third scene of the fourth number, in fifth position, you'll wonder why you came. I'm the first lamb in Helen of Troy, the first madame in Bluebeard, then I play the fawn in the afternoon of same. In the obsolete nutcracker suite, I play a flake of snow, and in rodeo they pay me dough to be a buffalo. But the going's rough and I've had enough, so I think I'll give the slough to this party stuff and call the pass the pass, 'cause the first girl's leaving the cast at last.
We'll close today's show with a song that Hugh Martin wrote for his original television musical that starred Tab Hunter and Peggy King. It was Hans Brinker or The Silver Skates, and the song we'll be listening to is Hello Springtime.
The winter was fine for skating, the mercury fell to 10, but now and then I would get a yen to be nice and warm again. They said that the spring was coming, that soon a lark would be heard, and then they'd sneeze and their lips would freeze in the middle of a word. We shivered and shuddered and shook. Now all of a sudden, look. Hello, springtime, where have you been? Good old springtime, come on in. It's time we put away those snowshoes, and pretty soon we'll feel like wearing no shoes. Hello, sunlight, shine on down. We're all glad you're back in town. Goodbye, winter, everybody sing. Hello, spring.
Hello, springtime, where have you been? Good old springtime, come on in. It's time we put away those snowshoes, and pretty soon we'll feel like wearing.
from Hugh Martin's television musical Hans Brinker or The Silver Skates. That was Tab Hunter with Peggy King in the chorus with Hello Springtime.
And if you get that CD recording, you'll notice that the notes were written by Michael Kanacki. Hugh Martin published his autobiography in October of 2010, written when he was 96 years old. The book is called Hugh Martin, The Boy Next Door.
We hope you enjoyed this look at Hugh Martin, and you'll join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.
Old-fashioned affair, as we sing this finale, we hope it was up your alley. No death like you get in Macbeth, no ordeal like the end of Camille. This goodbye brings a tear to the eye. The world